Hi, mamas, and welcome back for another episode of Moms with Moms. Moms offering mom support with moms on microphones. If you're new here, go grab yourself your favorite mug and put whatever the heck you want to put in it. Could be water, wine, maybe a little Bailey's and coffee. Whatever you're drinking, because we're about to have a best event session. This channel talks about all things about postpartum, pregnancy, and parenthood. The taboo things that people don't talk about, but should. So today's going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk about surrogacy here, and Heather has joined us to share her journey. She is obviously a real authentic person, and obviously I stalked her TikTok, and that's why she's here. I had to bring her on, and thankfully she was super open and willing and obviously worked with Mom Life to come on. So Heather, tell us three things that you enjoy to do outside of being a mom.
Hello. Well, I love rollerblading. I've always loved rollerblading since I was a child. I still love it. And it keeps me in shape, so win-win. I love reading. I love psychological thrillers. Anything where I just don't see the next, like the page turners, the ones I don't know what's going to happen next. I love those. And I love binge watching Love is Blind and shows similar to that.
Love it. Are you so yeah. ready for the reunion?
Yes, I need the reunion. I can't believe they... I'm like, I need it. I need it all in one day. Right? Don't do this
to
me.
I watched the episode last night with my boyfriend because we love trash TV. That's what I call like those type of things. Those are trash TV. It's like mindless, hilarious. And we watched the whole episode. I'm like, wait a minute. Where's the reunion?
They usually I need it. Don't they know I'm going to sit here and watch all of them at once? I can't wait a week or however long I need to wait. So, yes.
Great. Who is your favorite character? Well, character.
I would say AD. I love her. She's so real. I mean, obviously you hope all of them are real because it is like reality, you know, but her, I just, she says what's on her mind and she doesn't think twice and she doesn't feel bad or, and I just love that. And I just wish I could be more like that. Like there's so many things, maybe someone's bothering me. I just can't go up and say, I would just keep it to myself, but I love that she is straight to the point, but she's respectful and nice about it, you know, but still she doesn't hold anything back. And I just love that. I love her personality so much.
Spoiler alert. That's what I'm going to say before I get into this, because if someone's watching just a couple 10 seconds before, I mean, after this, so that way you don't get stuck knowing something. Yes. So I was sad for her, but also happy for her because I feel
don't say yes.
Yeah.
She's just too good.
And I feel like us, we could see all the red flags. He kept making comments to me that was like, you're literally telling her you're not ready for marriage. And I think that, one, I am proud of him for being like up there and being like, you know what? I am not the man you deserve. And I don't think that was a cop out. I don't. I do think he genuinely loves her. And I do think he genuinely cares for her. But I wonder if it's because of what he does for her.
We will never know.
Shut up. We just said the same thing.
Just so everyone knows, we did not rehearse this, okay?
I have only spoken to Heather via TikTok, and it's literally been to ask her to come on my show. That's the extent of us getting to know each other.
Oh my goodness.
Perfect. All right, so let's just dive into it.
Okay.
So first, let me ask you this. How many times have you done surrogacy? Or been a surrogate?
So I'm getting ready to start my third journey. So I've been a surrogate 2 times.
And what made you decide to do it?
So I worked at an OB office for about 6 years before my daughter was born, before I was a mom. And I really obviously had never experienced pregnancy. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know what? I just learned so much at the OB office, and I would room doctors. Like I would room dudes' vitals, like that sort of thing at the OB office, help with exams. And we had a surrogate come in before and I roomed her. And I was like, oh, like usually when someone would come in pregnant, I'd be like, oh, you know, what are you having? Well, you know, and she's like, oh, it's not my baby. And I was like, you're pregnant. Like, what do you mean it's not yours? You know, and I just never had met a surrogate. I really didn't know anything about it. And I was like, and then like, you know, I was stalking her and I was like asking her a million questions. I was so interested in. Well, then a few years later, I got pregnant, had my daughter, and I loved being pregnant. Loved it. I was not sick. I know that's what everyone says. I have six sisters and they all tell me that I'm crazy. They love me, but they tell me that I'm crazy because they did not have the same experience. I think I threw up one time with my daughter. I weigh more now than I did at 9 months pregnant with my daughter. Like I barely gained weight. I was really little. I just loved it so much. I loved feeling her move. You know, I had a not too bad of a birth. And then I was like vacuuming the day I got home from the hospital. I could do everything. So it was like if I could do this 10 more times, like I love this. And I had planned to have more kids, but then me and her dad broke up, so I was single and I was like, you know what? Where is that surrogate? I added her on Facebook and I started talking to her and asking her questions. And I was like, you know what? I want to be pregnant. I love pregnancy. I want to help someone grow a family. And I don't want any more of my own kids. So, like, literally, this was perfect. Like, why not? You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind
So
of how it
you,
started.
I was gonna say, obviously you like it because you're on your third round.
Yes. Well, I waited for a while. So my daughter, when I started stalking that surrogate, I was like 6 months postpartum from my daughter. And me and her are friends now, so I can say that. So I didn't actually become a surrogate for the first time until my daughter was like 3 or 4. So it's
Okay.
something that I really thought about for a long time because you
Yeah.
are supposed to be done having kids before you're a surrogate because you could lose a tube, you could lose your uterus. I mean, there's always risks with any pregnancy, whether it's surrogacy related or not. So I really was like, you know, what if I find someone? Well, I never did, anyways, but I was like, you know, so I just wanted to make sure I was for sure wanting to do that still. And after 3, 4 years, I was like, you know what? I still want to do it. I still loved being pregnant. And so now it's my time. So that's kind
Yeah.
of how I began.
What would you say is like been the hardest part about being a surrogate then?
I think my journey was kind of different than most. My hardest part was the relationship that I wanted to have with a set of parents. I did not get that experience because the first set of intended parents didn't speak to me the entire time. We spoke through our lawyers. So that was horrible for me because I did not want that. I wanted like a friendship relationship, you know, and send
Absolutely.
belly pictures and send updates and ultrasounds, and I didn't get any of that during my first journey.
That's kind of unfortunate because I feel like if I had a surrogate, that's what I would want. Like, I would want you to
Yes.
send me those things. Honestly, I probably would want to go to those appointments with you if I
Yes.
could. Like,
Yes.
you're carrying my child and I want to know everything you're doing. Like, what's the
Yes,
baby doing now?
exactly. I would be
Like, is
stalking
it?
the person that was carrying
Oh,
my baby.
100%.
Like, what? And I always think of that each time I've done it. I think if this was someone else carrying my baby, like,
What would I
yes,
want?
you do have to trust them, but I want to know about their life and their everyday routine and what they're doing and, you know, and things like that. I would just want to know and be in the loop of things because that's my baby. So, totally get
Interesting.
that.
How was the second one then? Because you said the first one, that's how it
The second
was.
one was great. And I actually really wanted to be a surrogate a second time because my first one was so awful
Yeah.
that I was like, you know what? I want a better experience. I want the journey that you know, I want a couple that is grateful and excited and wants to go to all the appointments and all the, and they did. They didn't. I live in Ohio. They do not live in Ohio. They lived about a 4-hour plane ride away and were at almost every appointment and they were always at every ultrasound. And you
That's
know, towards the
awesome.
end, you have a lot of appointments. And
Yeah.
if the mom and dad both couldn't come, one of them would always come. You know, if maybe for work they couldn't come every single week, but then the mom would come 1 week, the dad would come 1 week, the mom would, and they were both so awesome, amazing, like just the best. So opposite from the first journey.
Which is, again, that's crazy because, like, I don't know. That's just weird.
It
And
is.
almost like it's not your child, obviously,
Right.
because as a
Right.
surrogate, you're carrying someone else's child. But it's also, it kind of, in a way, it's somebody that you care for. So it's
Yeah.
like, wait, if you don't care about you right now, are they going to care about this baby when the baby's here?
Yes.
Like,
I
that's what
the
my thoughts
entire
would
first
be.
journey, I was so worried, stressed, upset, any synonym to those every day, thinking like I'm gonna wake up and have a miscarriage because I'm so stressed and scared. I feel like
Yeah.
my blood pressures were not very good at my appointments during my first journey because it was just like such a stressful time, and it which is supposed to be such a happy time, you know?
Well, and I feel like that's, again, that's probably like the blessing and the beautiful part about being a surrogate is you're doing something so amazing and it's
Yes.
supposed to be an amazing journey.
Yes.
That's
Exactly.
wild.
Yes, you are right.
That's wild. So then with the first one, how was it? Like, obviously you gave birth, you had the baby. How was that relationship afterwards? Like, were you able to meet them or did you just.
After it was like it was before I was pregnant, like when I first met the mom and had spoken to the dad very briefly, I would say. In the hospital, I had planned to have a vaginal birth. With my daughter, I did have a vaginal birth. So I was induced because they lived really far away. So typically with surrogacy, they do want to induce you so the
Okay.
parents can be there, which I completely understand. And I had already been induced with my daughter. So I was like, that's fine. Some people I know are really against that. And that, like that's the beauty of surrogacy. That's your decision. You don't have to do that just because you're a surrogate. You know, if you want to wait to go into labor, you wait. It's what it's, you know, you decide. I was okay with with being induced. I had been induced before. My daughter was fine, you know. But unfortunately, when I was induced, I got induced on a Wednesday night. The baby was not born until Friday, and I ended up needing an emergency C-section. So it didn't go that well, but he was healthy. I'm healthy. So it was okay. It was just like a scary situation. But the
Yeah.
parents were at the hospital. They had had a hotel like right next to the hospital because they couldn't get a room until the baby was born. But once he was born, I mean, they, for, let me go back. When we went into the hospital, like when I was induced, they didn't want to see me. They didn't want to talk to me. They told the nurses and the staff that they did not want to be on the same floor as me. So I wasn't even in the baby. I wasn't in the mother baby floor after my C-section. I was like on some surgical floor, which I know people are like, oh, you had a C-section. That's why. No, usually, whether it's a C-section or not, you're on the mother baby floor. We're like, we don't want to be on the same floor as her. So after he was born and like I had got my room and I was like in recovery or whatever, they were in my room. They wheeled me to their room. They let me hold him. They were thanking me. They like went down to the gift shop and got me balloons and flowers and a necklace with his birthstone. They each not together, they the mom and the dad each wrote me like thank you notes, like cards, like saying that they'll never forget what I did and I kept their baby safe and they're so grateful. And I mean, oh my gosh, if I had a dollar for every picture that I got the first few days he was born, I would never have to have a job again. Like, I mean, just so many pictures and texts. And even though they didn't speak to me, I still had brought them a bag of baby clothes. He was born in November. So, like, I just had to think of how old will he be at this holiday and this. And I got him like different holidays for all these different months. And she was thanking me for those then after he was born. And every time a holiday would roll around, she'd send me the pictures of him wearing those outfits and thanking me. And look, he's rolling over now. I mean, just so many updates, so many pictures. I never would have thought during the pregnancy that that's how things would end up.
I was gonna say that's kind of weird because like during your pregnancy was a whole different, which is weird. Like I feel like it would be opposite.
So I honestly just kind of mentally prepared myself to never hear from them again once I left the hospital because I just felt like I had to do that. And people don't realize that like, when you're a surrogate, no, I didn't want to take the baby home. I know a lot of people are like, how can you just give the baby away? Well, it's not my baby. You know, I think of your best friend, your sister being pregnant. Do you want to take their baby home? You want to take their baby? You know what I mean? Like you don't. You love it. You care for it. You want the best for it. You want to go visit it, but you don't want to take it home. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a very different like relationship. And I just kind of mentally prepared myself to, I hope I hear from them. I hope I see a picture of them from time to time, but I'm not expecting it. And that way I'm not let down. So I was like ecstatic, you know, getting updates, getting pictures, getting, you know, here's his first birthday. Here's his second. Here's his third. Here, you know, just like I could not ask for how it ended up to be better, to
Well, and I
say
feel like
really.
as a surrogate, I think it's a little bit different, in my opinion, than adoption. Because an adoption, like, that is your child. That is your child that you do
You
have
mean like if you
to.
give a baby up for adoption?
Yes.
Yes, 100%.
That to
And a
me,
lot
I
of
feel
people
like
think
it's so
that. A lot
different.
of people are like, well, it's your eggs. And there is a surrogate. It's a, oh my gosh, I should know this. I can't think of it. I was a gestational carrier. And gestational means that it was no relation to me. It was their egg and sperm that made an embryo that was implanted. Traditional surrogate, that's what it is when like, I guess they would have like taken my eggs and the dad's sperm and something like that. I could never do that because to me that is like just giving my baby away or, you know, I don't think a lot of states even allow that, to be honest. I'm not positive. I'm not like a professional at knowing about that. The most of the agencies that I've researched like don't even mention traditional surrogacy because I think the legal could be a lot crazier. Like if the surrogate was to change her mind, I think it could be a lot trickier. You know, because it does, it is, you know, the baby is related to the surrogate in that case. So I steer clear of that.
Well, and again,
But
I
I just
feel like
want people to know kind of there is a difference.
that does. I would assume that I would think that that's the way it is because that makes sense to me, and I feel like you're right 100%. To me, the other way would be literally adoption. Like someone is adopting your child. You're not giving a home to a child. Someone's taking your child. So, which I am not against adoption. Let me just put that for the record. I'm not saying against adoption. I personally like if that is what you want to do, go ahead. Like that is the best for
One
you, that's
thousand
best for your child. Absolutely do it. I just again, I think surrogacy is very different because
Oh
like you
yes,
just said,
totally
it is
different
not your
category, I
child.
feel like.
Not your child. You're just giving that child a home for a little bit.
Yes, exactly.
It's
My
almost like
oven and their
fostering.
bun.
Exactly. You're fostering their baby for a little bit, just
Yes.
in your body.
Exactly.
So, what was the experience like with your second one?
So my second one, so I did not work with the same agency. The first agency, I feel like really, I would say failed me.
Yeah.
And I would never work with them again. So when I was deciding to do a second surrogacy, and I was like, you know what, I can find a great agency that supports me and my decisions, and you know, we're on the same page, and you know, knows what I'm looking for in parents. It's honestly, like, as crazy as it sounds, it's like dating.
Yeah.
Like, you create a profile of a couple that you're looking for, and then they, like, you know, you can go through couples and, like, oh, you know, this couple wants to have a relationship with the surrogate and text every day. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And then they look at, like, the surrogate's profile, like, oh yeah, this person's active and this person, you know, works from home. I'd like to have someone that works from home, or I'd like to have someone that works in healthcare, or whatever it is. And I love your mug so much. And
Thank
I
you. It
love
was
your feet.
I do have to say this was handmade by Chris and Jack Company. They are local in the capital region, so she does anything that's personalized, and she did actually a really
I
great
love it
job.
so much. It's so cute.
Thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
sorry. Distracted.
Squirrel.
But exactly. So when I was looking for another agency, I was like, you know what? I want to find an agency that we're on the same page, that is not just like, oh yep, this is another surrogate, we're making money. Like, because to me, since I had only ever worked with that first agency, I just assumed in my mind that's how all agencies were.
Yeah.
Well, a woman had reached out to me that also had a horrible experience with the agency that I used to be with. And she works for this agency, and she's like, you know what? No pressure if you want to do an independent journey. And just for any listeners who don't know, independent is like when you just don't work with an agency. Like, I could post on Facebook that I'm looking for a couple doing an independent journey, and like, we would do the legal ourselves, we would do the medical. So we just
Okay.
wouldn't go through an agency. And a lot of parents want to do that because it's a lot less money. You don't have to pay the agency. But I personally have just been scared because there's so many steps, and if you miss something, I mean, it could just be chaotic. So
Yeah.
I've personally always felt better just going through an agency. They take care of your appointments for your travel. I mean, they do the psych check on the parents, on the surrogate. I just feel like I'm more protected with an agency.
Hundred
But she had
percent.
reached out saying, you know what, I also had a horrible experience with this agency, and now I work for this agency, and let me tell you about this agency. And she's like, no pressure. So she was telling me all about it, about like the founder, Eloise is her name. And she had a horrible surrogate experience. And she's like, you know what, I'm going to create my own agency where I have people that are on the surrogate side protecting their well-being, but I also have people that are looking out for the intended parents, you know, like, not, whereas the first agency I worked with, there's one person per couple and surrogate. So when I was having issues, they kept taking the parent side. And I just felt like no one was listening to me. They didn't care about my feelings because I'm carrying this baby. I better do what the intended parents say, and like, stop talking pretty much. Like, didn't want to hear from me.
Well, I feel like
Whereas
it's
this,
important for you to have your own advocate, basically.
yes, an advocate, that's the perfect word. Yes. And so this other agency was like complete opposite of the other one. They're like, you know what, we want to make sure, like, they wanted to get to know my personality before matching me, or before even looking for couples to, you know, and what kind of relationship do you want? And I feel like the first one didn't really care. Like, oh, you're a body of this, people need a kid. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's honestly how I feel. So this agency is just so different. And another reason I feel like that I just was like, yes, you guys are the agency that I want to work with. When I had said, like, well, you know, if I have a question, what's your email? And she's like, Heather, you're gonna text me if you have a problem, and I don't care if it's 2 in the morning, if it's 5 a.m. Like, this is not a 9-to-5 job. And I was like, what? Because, oh my gosh, if you would have messaged the first agency at 6 p.m. on a Friday, you probably aren't getting an answer until Tuesday. You better not bother them on the weekend. And I'm thinking,
And
like,
that's
you can go into labor at any time. There's so much, you know, and just, I was like, oh my gosh, you care, you know, and I really have someone listening to me and being there for me. And there was an incident in my second surrogacy where I started bleeding at like 5 weeks, and that's never happened in any pregnancy. And I was freaking out, obviously. It was
yeah.
like 11 p.m. on a Friday, and I'm texting her, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't want to scare the parents. Should I go to the ER first? Should I tell them? Like, because I don't know what to tell them. And she's like, you know, you do what you're comfortable with. Well, I did end up reaching out to them because I kept thinking, okay, if I was the parents, would I want to know if my surrogate was bleeding? Yes, I would, you know. And so I just kept them informed the whole time I was at the ER, and it all ended up being fine. But like, they just are so caring and sincere and genuine and just amazing. So they really just got me a couple that I feel like, or matched me with a couple. I don't want to say like got me a couple that list that, wanted the same relationship as me, wanted to come to all the appointments, wanted to be so involved, wanted to send me updates after, wanted to be in the room when I delivered, wanted to, they had it, they requested adjoining rooms when I delivered this last time. So our rooms were connected, so I could go in their room anytime because I had the C-section, so like I'd have to be wheeled over. But they wanted me to be close because they knew I wouldn't be able to get up and like walk around very well. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. The other people didn't want to be on the same floor as me, So it just, I couldn't, so many opposites from my first, yes, from the journeys. Oh my goodness.
Well, and I think it's hard though too because you don't really know if an agency is good for you until you're in the moment. And you kind of can't
Yes.
leave that agent, not can't, you can't leave that agency until it's done.
Nope, you can't.
Because
So
you're probably in a
exactly.
contract, right?
You are. Before even matching, you do sign with the agency to say that like I will like I don't know, follow their rules or I don't know. I should know, but I really don't remember all that it says. But pretty much like you're working with them and only them, you're not working independently or with another agency. You won't talk like badly about the agent, things like that. This agency in the contract, because I actually just signed my contract, my new contract with this agency, like last week, I think. So I'm still pumping currently, but I'll be done pumping in like a week or two. I've been weaning. It's when I can kind of start the matching process again. But I just signed with them, and it even says like, if you decide to not complete a surrogacy, just let them know, and then you're out of the contract. Like it's nothing. Like they're not like we're gonna fine you or we're gonna do or like I just I don't remember my first contract from the bad agency, but like I'm sure it didn't say, I'm sure I wasn't just able to walk away,
No, it's probably like you need to
So
do this, you need to do that.
yes, exactly. So just so different. And I've tried to talk about that on TikTok that I think surrogacy is wonderful. Can bad things happen? Unfortunately, they can. But that's why you should be so careful about choosing an agency and asking hard questions. Like, if this is to happen, how would you handle this? Am I able to text you in the middle of the night? Like, little questions like that, people maybe don't think of until it happens. So I try to give them, like, I hate to say all these horrible scenarios, but you do need to ask those questions, because you never know what will happen.
Well,
So.
no, and I feel like doing something like this, you need to be prepared and you need to be supported and you need to know what's going to happen if something
Yeah.
happens
Oh, yeah.
because that's you and somebody else's baby. So
Yes.
it's
So
not
it's
like,
not to be taken lightly. It's a big
no,
deal.
it's a really big deal. It's a
Yes.
really big deal. How many more times do you think you're going to be a surrogate?
So if I could do it endless times, I would do it 10 times, but this will be my last time because I have to have another C-section and you can only have 3 C-sections total. So I will never be cleared again to be a surrogate. So the
Oh.
last time I was really hoping to have a VBAC, but my doctor just didn't feel safe inducing me because the risk of another emergency C-section is really high. And so he's like, if you go into labor, we won't stop it, and we'll try to deliver vaginally. But he's like, if you go past like 39 weeks and some days, we're going to plan your C-section. I was like, you know what? You're the doctor. Like that sounds safe to me. My emergency C-section was not a fun experience, and like it was so painful. While I was in labor, I was pushing for over an hour, and then I needed the C-section. So it was like a lot for my body to go through, I think.
Yeah.
This time with the planned C-section, I don't want to say it was easy, but compared to the emergency one, night and day. Oh my gosh, I was feeling so much better in the hospital. When I got home, I feel like I was able to move around a lot quicker than the last time, like because I think my body had just been through too much. So like I was like, if you want to plan it, that's fine. So I'm gonna, whenever I'm pregnant again, I'll have another planned C-section.
So if you could give three pieces of advice to somebody who maybe want to be exploring becoming a surrogate, what would it be?
I would say first decide if you want to do an independent journey or an agency journey. Because I feel like there's a lot to think about, like maybe write down pros and cons and things like that. If you want to work with an agency, don't do what I did and just find the first one you found on Google that had a few good reviews.
Because it does not have good reviews from you and another one.
No. So I would say do your research. That's a big thing that I say. My second and third, and now my third journey, I'm working with Family Inceptions. They're amazing. And I tell people, if you have no idea and you want, I mean, you can talk to any agency. You can talk to 30 agencies that you find, and you can ask them questions. It doesn't cost you anything, just your time. What does that hurt? You know, and I love them, but I never say like work with them. You know, like I want people to do their own research and find their own agencies that they vibe with and have like a connection. So I would say do your research about an agency. I would say write down any of your concerns. You don't have to breastfeed. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, do I have to breastfeed their baby? Do I have to pump for their baby? You don't have to. You just, that's in your contract. You say yes or no, or I might want to. Like, that's not a decision you have to make. So if you have any concerns, I'd write them down and either talk to the agency about it, join a surrogate group, look up surrogates like myself on TikTok and ask questions. We all love answering questions. Like, we want to make you feel comfortable if you want to be a surrogate. You know, we're not going to lie to you about something. We'll say good, bad, whatever, just the truth. So I would say do some research with surrogates, ask any, you know, get your worries answered. And let me think of another one. I'll just say be yourself and be honest. Don't say you meet a couple and they're like, we want you to be a vegetarian. Is that okay? And you're like, yes, because they're nice and I want to be a vegetarian now. Don't do that. Just be yourself, because I feel like, you know, you can only keep up an act for so long. And like, why would you not want to be yourself? Because I've seen surrogates that like change their whole lifestyle to accommodate the parents. That's not, we're not
That's
supposed
a
to do that. Like,
long
it's,
9 months.
yeah, I'm not doing that. Like, if you say diet, I'm out. I'm dropping out of the call because I'm not going to sit here and eat McDonald's every day when I'm carrying your baby. But like, I'm being realistic and I'm not going to eat a grilled chicken salad every single day. Like, I'm just not. That's not me.
You're like, okay,
You know,
bye. Not for me,
yeah.
bye.
You know, so
You're not a good
I feel like it's
match.
really important to be honest. So,
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, cheers.
yes, I have a Red Bull too because I have a paper to write after this.
My goodness.
So I can't go to sleep yet, but that's okay.
Cheers.
I forgot to take a drink.
It's funny that you say that because I literally did a paper earlier today and last night. So I'm
Oh my
also in school,
gosh.
so I get how it goes. It's
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
fun.
It was going to be done Friday and here we are. It's not due till next week. I have time, but
Damn, you got
it's
mine was
about
due today.
procrastination. So I do know a lot about the topic.
So it's perfect for you. You're like, while doing this paper, I learned that I
I was like, I
procrastinate.
actually have firsthand experience with this topic.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you so much for joining and
Yes.
being honest, real, and authentic. And I appreciate you.
Yes. I love talking with you anytime. And I hope you have a
No
good night
problem.
and have some
Thanks.
peace before you go to bed and some you time.
Showering, I might take a bath. I might even feel a little dangerous to take a bath tonight.
Oh, you're as wild as I am about to write this paper.
So wild. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for asking me to talk and talking with me and everything.
No problem. Thank you for sharing your story.
Yes. Okay, bye.
Bye. Have a good night.
Oh, you too.
Thank you for coming back for another episode of Moms with Moms. If you like this episode, make sure to hit the like button. And if you haven't subscribed, you need to go subscribe right now. You won't get notifications, or you won't know when a new episode's dropped or when I post a fun little video. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. And if you want inspiration, daily reels, or just a little snippets of my life, make sure you follow my Instagram. And for the uncensored, less filtered version of me, make sure you follow my TikTok. And if you want to go follow Heather and her journey, here's her TikTok right here. And if you have any questions for Heather about her journey or anything related to surrogacy, if you want a surrogate and you're looking for a surrogate, she can kind of help point you into direction. Make sure you leave some comments below and I'll connect you guys. And as always, moms, we're surviving and thriving because as moms, that's what we do. Bye, besties.